In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, before I begin my sermon, I just want to say thank you for having me. I was always taught as a little girl to do that at the end of a party. And as your rector, I've just really valued being part of Aston Sandford, even though I haven't been here that much. I've felt, and you've made me feel, part of Aston Sandford. And that's been really important to me. And so thank you very much. It's been a great 10 years. I've especially valued Cavill's ministry here that has been wonderful, the ministry of the wardens and everybody who takes part. So thank you very, very much indeed. Well, do you get confused by modern technology? In my 20s, I went on a car mechanics course. And I was able to strip down Morris Minor engines that I think had been stripped down many times. It was quite easy, and put them back together again. And I felt very pleased with myself. But now I don't even understand what's under the bonnet when I lift it up, let alone my mobile phone, my computer, even the washing machine is computerized. Most of us, if we're honest, are a little bit bemused by modern technology, even though it's vital to our lives. And I was visiting in the John Radcliffe yesterday and reminded anew how vital this technology is to medicine, to all of us and all sorts of parts of our lives. Most of us, if we are honest, find it hard to understand the Trinity. We're a bit bemused by it, even though it is vital to our faith. So how do we understand it? Well, the most helpful talk that I ever heard on the Trinity was given by the former Archbishop Rowan Williams. And he explained it in a way that helped me to understand the Trinity and helped me to understand how it links to creation. He began by talking about God being eternal. God has always existed, has always been here. But he also talked about God as Father and Son. How could that be? A son is always born from the Father. How can a son exist from eternity? Rowan said that the Son is eternally begotten of the Father. That is, the Father has always been creating the Son. The Son has always existed along with the Father, but in a relationship where the Father is always begetting the Son, creating the Son. The Son is always created from the Son, but not created. He's been there from eternity. So you have this relationship spinning back into the absolute, never ever beginning. And then you have the Holy Spirit working with that. That has some very interesting things, because if the Son and the Father have been creating from eternity, it means that creation is a fundamental part of his character. It's just not some bright idea that he sort of dreamed up to make eternity less boring or something. It was actually fundamental to who he is. Because he is a creator, Father, Son, creator. And that means that creating is a fundamental part of his character. And that's where the Holy Spirit fits in, because the Holy Spirit is involved in creating the universe, the Son, through the agency of the Son. So all three persons of the Trinity are involved in creation. The Father creates through God the Son, with the Holy Spirit. And that comes out of this Father-Son relationship enabled through the Spirit. So, if creation and creating are a fundamental part of God's character, that means that caring for creation is or should be a fundamental part of what it means to be a Christian. And it's something I think that the church is only now fully rediscovering. And that's why Martin and I have sensed that God is calling us onwards, because we have a particular calling to resource Christians to understand more fully what this aspect of the Christian faith is all about. Now, it's beyond the scope of this sermon to say in detail the work that we're going to do, but we'll happily talk at coffee. And Martin has brought some of our books along if you'd like to look and explore further. You're very welcome to. Because we're facing an environmental crisis that plunges us into the most challenging time of any generation in human history. If we don't take action, our climate will spin out of control, and our ecology, our biodiversity that we depend on for life itself, could collapse. Not to mention soils, water, all sorts of other problems. We need to act, and we need to act fast. You might think of the cartoon of a person sitting on a branch of the tree and sawing it on the tree side rather than the other side. That's exactly what we're doing as the human race at the moment. But we don't need to despair. In fact, as Christians, we need to bring hope. Because God is Trinity, and that means creation and recreation are part of his character. He won't stop renewing the earth. And if we once stop destroying it, we will find his healing, creating, Trinitarian presence in the midst of our world, renewing and remaking. And that's why we can have hope. Even in this difficult century, even at times of great personal difficulty, he gives us the strength to persevere. And that shapes us around the character of Christ, and that brings hope. And that's the message of that wonderful Romans passage. So we would value your prayers as we move onward, and we will pray for you. And we can trust that God will work in all of our lives and in our world to shape us to be more like him and to call us to bring his message of hope in word and in deed. Amen. Amen.